into the end. Media, Acts chapter 4, verses 13 to the end. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. 14. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to this man? For indeed, that a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it." 17. But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them, that from now on, they speak to no one in this name. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Where it is right in the sight of God to listen to you, more than to God, you judge." 20. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. For the man was over 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. And being let go, they went their way, to went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. So when they had heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, "Lord, you are God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David said, 'Why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their account stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and his Christ. For truly against your only servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatsoever your hand and your purpose determined before dawn. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, that by signs and wonders may be done through your name, the name of your holy servant Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Father, thank you for your word this morning. We just pray, Lord, our God, that you will honor your word. You will honor your word, and you will do something special in our lives. You will take away fear and every intimidation from the pit of hell, and you will do what only you can do. And Lord, your name shall be glorified. There is none like you. Lord, honor your word and honor your name. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Media, please still screen for us two verses, some verses which I did not tell you before now. I hope. Okay. Please just quickly run to chapter 5. Chapter 5, media. Let's go to chapter 5. From verse 6. Just we'll take a few verses there. Please read verse 17. 17. 5:17. Okay. Then the high priest rose up, and all those who were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation. For what? 21. Please just quickly run to 21. 21. Good. And when they heard that, they entered the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest and those with them came and called the council together with all the elders of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought in. 22. Go on. But when the officers came and did not find them in the prison, they returned and reported, saying, "Indeed, we found the prison doors shut, securely shut, and the guards standing outside before the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." Go on. Now, when the high priest, the captain of the temple, and the chief priests heard these things, they wondered what the outcome would be. 25. So one came and told them, saying, look, the men who you put in the prison are standing in the temple and preaching to the people. And 26. Then the captain went with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. Brethren, I'm so excited in my spirit this morning. I don't know what I should say, because the word of God is so explicit. This morning, we'll spend some time and share some thoughts on the outcome of spending time with God. What we have just read shows that these men had spent some time, some quality time in God's presence. And that was the manifestation. To the point that they threatened them, did so many things, even put them in prison, so that they would make up their mind as to what to do to them the following day. The angel of the Lord went and released them, and they continued with their assignments. Nobody will stop you, my brethren. You are unstoppable. In the name of Jesus, that which God has decreed over your life must stand. In Jesus' name. Let's look at those scriptures again. Please, let's look at it. Brethren, they spent quality time in God's presence. And that was the song the choir rendered to us. No, please go back to chapter 4. That's our main scripture. Chapter 4, please. Chapter 4 from 13. Good. Look at this. Brethren, if you are a true child of God, you will be bold. The Bible tells us that God will not give us a spirit of timidity or fear. No, that's not what he has given to us. Boldness. Boldness so that you can even stand before kings. You will not stand before mean men. Look at, say, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, they didn't have a PhD, they didn't have a master's degree, they didn't have all the degrees, the DSCs and all that. But they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Brothers and sisters, if you have been with Jesus, it will show. Those days, they used to advertise Omo, say, Omo watches brightest and shows. You cannot be a Christian and it will not show. You cannot say you are a child of God and people wondering, is he one, is he on? They will know. When you enter a place, they will know. I remember during our youth court days, because we were the first set of youth corpus in Ogun State in 1976. I had a brother, my wife knows him. He finished from UI. And we all formed a fellowship in the camp. And whatever they see us, they know. And that brother Edozie, what they say, Jesus. It's like he's carrying Jesus around. It didn't bother him. He had only one trouser. Only one trouser, but he didn't bother. He was so happy. They just said, Jesus. They say, yes, he's Jesus. He's carrying the aroma of Jesus. You know, the Bible says that we cannot be ashamed when we are Christians. We should not be ashamed. So, brethren, they had the boldness. Please, I want that scripture to remain there for a long time. Acts chapter 4. Yes. And seeing the men that had, sorry, okay. Let's go to the next verse. Verse 14. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing. When people see what God has done through you, they cannot counter it. It cannot be annulled. It cannot be annulled. So this morning, brethren, I want us to just spend a few minutes to meditate and see that if indeed we have spent quality time in God's presence, some things should be evident in our lives. One, you will radiate the presence of God. People will see that this man, this woman is carrying the aroma of Christ. He's exuding the aroma of Christ. That you don't need to even say anything. They just, this person, he must be a Christian. You know, there are some people, when you just, this person has a Christian face. Ha! My wife just showed me one girl the other day. It's like, you just see that you can see Christ. You don't need to ask, because you will know, your spirit will tell that this person is a child of God. But these days, we now take time to find out whether are you a Christian or not a Christian because of the way you live, the things you do, the company you keep. One of the evidences we have, look at one of those things that we saw there is that when, after all these things, where did they go to? Who are your companions? Who are your companions? Please, let's see, look at those. Please, just scroll. 15, go on. 15. Still going to 16. Aha. 17. Okay. So that it will express no further. Please, that's not the scripture I want. It's one of the, that they went to their companions. That's one of the verses there. After everything, they went to, who do you go to? The people you spend time with is an evidence whether you have spent time with God or not. Who are your friends? Who are your gossip partners? Unbelievers. Those who have not known God. You spend quality time either gossiping or you just be watching African magic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. Instead of spending time with God, you will spend time and you know all the films. You know all the directors. You know all the actors and actresses. But you don't know much about God. To the point that even when unbelievers will misquote scriptures, you won't even know. Look at the Lord himself. When Satan came in Matthew chapter 4 to tempt him and said it was in the word, he said, no, it is written. Brethren, do you know what is written? You cannot know if you do not spend quality time with God. Some Christians, the way they pray about their food, say, plus Christ, minus them plus Christ. And that's your prayer over your food you want to eat. That's an abomination. Please, let's screen for me, verse 20. Acts chapter 4, verse 20. Okay. Say, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. That's what is from personal experience. It's not what they were told. They have had quality time in God's presence and they now know God. And that is why John was writing in his epistle, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Please, screen for us. John's epistle, chapter 1, 1 to 3. Good. Say, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. 2, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness, and declare to you that eternal life, that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. And 3, verse 3, that which we have seen and have heard, we declare to you that you may also have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. These apostles were talking from personal experience. They have encountered the Lord. They were not talking like that fake prophet who said, I cast out in the name of Jesus Christ and Paul and the other people preaching. You are doing what you are doing because out of personal experience, but that you have had some time with God. Brethren, it pays to spend time with God. It pays, because part of what the benefits we derive, that God will deliver you from all the arrows that fly by day and by night. Look at yesterday, there was protest in Lagos. Somebody was killed by a stray bullet. Look at the riot at Asaba. Some people were trying to pursue an Anambra before the night. Somebody who was just selling by the wayside was killed by a stray bullet. If you spend time with God, you will not die by any stray bullet. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will deliver you. You will not move at the wrong time. You will not be in the wrong place at the wrong time. You will be at the right place at the right time. God will tell you when to move and when not to move. Brother, do you know that there are some tips you want to make? And you just find something delaying you, and you not knowing that God is saying, don't move yet. Because there's evil on the way and it's all for you. God is faithful. We should. If I just say it again and again, I wonder what life I could have lived without Christ. I would have died many times over. Many times. Many. But the Bible says that We are what we are by His grace. And so let us hold on to this God. Let us be proud of this God. Let us celebrate Him. Let the world know that we know Him. By the life we live, by the quality of life, it pays to serve Jesus. Verses 29 to 31. The same scripture, please. Let's look at it. Acts chapter 4, verses 29 to 31. Media, please move. We don't want to take all our time. And I don't want to delay us. Media. Acts chapter 4, verses 29 to 31. And now, Lord, look on their threats. Is the devil not still threatening today? They will threaten your place of work. They will threaten you in the public place. They will threaten you everywhere. But God will grant you grace and victory over all the threats of the devil. In the name of Jesus, you will not be cowed, you will not be intimidated. Because the God you serve is a big God. I think you used to sing, I have a very big God who is always by my side. A very big God who by my side. I have a very big God who is always by my side. A very big God who by my side. I have a very big God who is always by my side. A very big God who by my side. How often is He by your side? How often? Always. Because He's the one who said, I will not forsake you. The Bible says, even in Isaiah chapter 49, that the Lord has written our names on His palms. As a result, our words are continually before Him. But we cannot enjoy these favors if we don't go and spend time with Him. Quality time. We need to spend time in God's presence. We should spend time. We have to emphasize it again and again. Thank God that even this chapel now rolls out at least 3 devotionals every month, every day. At least 3. For some of us, we receive almost 5-6 other devotionals. So we have no excuse. Like the Bible said, thou art inexcusable. You have no excuse for not spending quality time in God's presence. No excuse. You cannot say you are so busy. At times I see some young people say, I am so busy. How busy are you? I begin to ask them, you're not even busy, you're busier than some of us. Yet you tell us you are so busy. What are you doing with your time? That you cannot spend time, quality time in God's presence and get a result. So when you come out, the enemy will be giving you away. Not that the enemy will use you to be cleaning his face. May the Lord have mercy on us in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Corinthians 2:15, as part of what we show when we say yes, for we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who have been saved and among those who have perished. In other words, when we have spent quality time in God's presence, we exude the aroma of Christ. The aroma of Christ is like the perfume that you rub on yourself. People see it and say, this man, this woman, this boy has been with the Lord. They can see it, they can sense it. Hey, you don't need to begin. Oh my God. Some years back, we used to have a group at Elisha. They called them the Advertisers of Jesus Christ. Those days they used to publish in every, Daily Times. They just put one small column. All they do is just advertising Jesus. Brethren, we are advertisers of Jesus Christ. We are His PROs. And let the world know that we are His. Let us exude the aroma of Christ. Let people sense it. Let people feel it. That we are His. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the clouds and all passed through the sea, We want verse 2. And we're all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And all had the same food. Brethren, I want us to know that for every child of God, there's a cloud over you. There is a cloud. So long as you have spent time with God, there is a cloud over you. You are no longer an ordinary person. You have become supernatural. In fact, you have become something else. And the enemy, when he sees you, will know that, yes, this one, I dare not go. Because there's a fire around you. The glory of the Lord is upon me. Everybody knows I'm a winner. The glory of the Lord is upon me. Everybody knows I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. Everybody knows I'm a winner. The glory of the Lord is upon me. Everybody knows I'm a winner. The glory of the Lord is upon me. Everybody knows I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. Everybody knows I'm a winner. Anywhere you go, the glory of the Lord is upon you. The glory of victory. The glory of a winner. Because you have spent time in God's presence. You have spent quality time in His presence. Therefore, that glory, that cloud will always cover you. You will become untouchable. You will become unreachable. Because the Lord is your God. His banner over you is love. He never fails. He's wonderful. He's awesome. He's glorious. He's marvelous. There is none like it. Please celebrate Jesus. Lord, I worship you. Thank you, my Father. The Lord is God. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 8, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 10. As part of the benefits of spending time in God's presence, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 10. Look at it. Say, take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. Speak the word, it will not stand. For God is with us. The Lord is with us. When you spend time with Him, nobody can do anything to you. Nobody can stop your promotion. Nobody can stop your upward movement. It is well with us. Because the Lord is with us. He is with us. That is why it's called Emmanuel. God with us. He will not fail. He has never failed. He will not begin to fail today. Brethren, let us spend quality time in His presence. There's so much benefit. We are the beneficiaries. We will reap it if we do not fail. If we don't disappoint God, God, He will never disappoint us. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Unchangeable God. Look at that. They take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. Speak the word, but it will not stand, for God is just. So anybody who is placing a curse upon God's people, it will go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus, it is causeless curse. No harm will come to you. So long as you have spent quality time with God and you know Him, you know Him. Brethren, if we know Him and we spend quality time in His presence, then we will do exploits in His name. Daniel 8:32, it says, they that know their God shall do what? Shall be strong and do exploits. If we have spent quality time in God's presence, we will be strong and we will do exploits. You will not just sit down and just be waiting to be fulfilled all the time. You will go and do exploits for God. You are a soldier of Christ. There's war to be fought. Look at Nigeria. Is this a country? But some of us believe that God must turn this around. And you should be an instrument. Be an instrument. I was just watching the National Assembly and all that, saying that for the oil producing area, they'll give them 3% and all that. And our friends in the north say, yes, that is what they want. God will overturn all their counsels. In the name of Jesus. Our God is faithful. He is faithful. He's faithful. Please screen for us Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Matthew 11, 28. Yes. It says, come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. When we have spent time in God's presence, God will give us rest. There's no rest in this world, though. At times, there's some, even in this world, as a person, some people will be planning evil against you. But God will not come to frustrate them. And so, brethren, let us cast all our bodies on Him. He's our burden bearer. You cannot bear the burdens. You cannot. Otherwise, you will just be smart. In fact, you are like nothing to the enemy. But because of what you are carrying, because of the anointing you are carrying, God is more than able to protect you and grant you favor and victory over all the arms of the enemy, over all their antics, because He's a faithful God. Because greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Brethren, we are being transformed every day. We are going to spend time to pray this morning, because for me, it's more of time to really pray. I said, Lord, we are going to pray and pray ourselves into a situation where when you come out, the devil begins to move and give way. Enough of the bombardment and the embarrassment for the pit of hell. We want to take our place and take our position and say, God, be thou established. Please, I want us, please screen for us Psalm 5 verse 3. Psalm number 5 verse 3. Good. Look at it. Brother, I want us to read it together. One, go. My voice shall you hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you and I will look up. Again. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning, I will direct it to you, and I will look up. What does that mean? It means, Lord, in the morning, I will submit to you. In the morning, I will start the day with you. You cannot go into the new day without the Lord. The evils of the days are overwhelming. Ha! Too many terrible things. There are some people who are moving and are not really human beings. So many things are happening which we don't even know of. But when we pray, when we are spending time in God's presence, and we look up, the Lord will perfect all that concerns us. He will order our steps. We will not misstep. We will not go in the wrong place. We will not move at the wrong time. We will not be in the wrong place at all. The Lord will remove all the evils on our way. There's so much evil in the world today, but we will not begin living in fear because of the God we serve. He's bigger than all our problems. Hallelujah. Therefore, we will need to do something practical by praying and asking God, today you are going to do something new in our lives. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12. Hebrews 12, 12. Look at this. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12. Hebrews, good. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, your knees that are wobbling. We should ask God to strengthen it for us today. We should ask God to strengthen these knees. These knees must be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus. For some of us, even 5 minutes prayer is too much. Yet, when some problems will come, that we last hours you'll be wondering, what? Let us spend time in God's presence. This time of taking God for granted and making Him a 5 minutes God, making Him as if He's instant coffee, just throw some this into Him and then you go. Let us spend quality time in God's presence. There'll be benefits, abundant blessings, and we are the recipients of these blessings. God does not need, in fact, without us, God will still do what we do. Well, we should even count ourselves privileged to be used as instruments even in God's hands. It's a privilege. It's a very big privilege. Hey! Hey! The other day, I was sort of a professor who is blind. The wife had to be leading him by the hand. Here we have our eyes, we are seeing. We are not grateful. We are not grateful. Some people are so bent over that somebody had to help them. They say, where the road self? Like that. Nana Bambiala. But you are here with your full body intact. And you are not grateful to God. And you will not say, God, thank you for what I am. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for relations. Then what are we doing? We live a life of ingratitude. I pray that today the Lord will stir up in our hearts something new, so that we begin to show that indeed this God is worthy to be worshipped. That he deserves even the reverence. And that reminds me, a number of times when some of us come to give offering, I look at some people. They just come, they just trade there. I say, take it, take your medicine. Even some parents don't even, not just children, but even some adults, you just throw the money to your offering box anyhow. If it were a king, if it were the governor, or even the traditional ruler of this place, comes, you will bow. You will greet very well. But God, you take it for granted. If I, please just, media, just give for us Malachi chapter 1. Malachi chapter 1. Let's see, so that we can make amends as we begin to pray this morning. Malachi chapter 1. Okay, please just go on to verse 2. Okay. Go, verse 3. So I wanted, there's a verse there where it says, how do you treat God? That you don't, if I'm your God, how do you treat me? It's like you just treat God anyhow. We will not treat God anyhow, in any way. Very good. Thank you very much. God bless you. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? That's what I'm talking about, says the Lord of hosts. To you, priests, who despise my name, yet you say, in what way have we despised your name? We despise his name. No reverence. God has become too familiar. We have become too familiar with God. Brethren, we will pray this morning. Let us stand up and pray. I don't want to talk again. I want us to pray. We will pray. The first prayer point. We should pray that for grace to spend quality time with God. That's going to be the first prayer point. Say, Lord, grant me the grace to spend quality time in your presence. Lord, grant me the grace to spend quality time in your presence. And I want to see the visible and tangible evidence that I've spent time in your presence. Let us pray. Lord, grant me the grace to spend quality time in your presence. Quality time in your presence. Look at this man. The Bible says that when they saw them and that they were uneducated, they knew, they perceived that this man had been with Jesus. Is there anything in your life to show that you have been with Jesus? Is there anything that you have been with him? That you have spent time in his presence? Pray this morning that the Lord himself will grant you grace. Grace to spend quality time in his presence. He will grant you grace to spend his quality time. Father, thank you. Give me grace to follow, more than grace to follow. Give me grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. Give me the grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. Give me the grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. Give me the grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. The second prayer point that we pray, that the glory of the Lord, we radiate from our lives every day. Let the glory of the Lord radiate from our lives every day. Say, Lord, let your glory, let the glory of the Lord radiate from our life every day, not only on Sundays. Let it radiate on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, every day, every week, every month, every year. Let the glory of the Lord radiate, my God. Lord, let your glory, let your glory, let your glory, let your glory radiate my life. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Oh, the glory of the Lord is upon me. Everybody knows I'm a winner. The glory of the Lord is upon me. Everybody knows I'm a winner. The glory of the Lord is upon me. Everybody knows I'm a winner. I'm a winner. Everybody knows I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. Everybody knows I'm a winner. Pray that the Lord will grant you the grace to win this victory over laziness and slothfulness and prayerlessness. The Lord will grant us victory over laziness, slothfulness, and prayerlessness. Pray, 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 brethren. Lord, grant us victory. Victory over slothfulness. Victory over laziness. Victory over prayerlessness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Renew my prayer life, O God. My Father, bless up your name, O God. Bless up your name, O God. For we are prayed in Jesus' name. Pray for God's covering over your life every day. Pray that the covering of the Lord will be over your life every day. Every day. No day without it, because the enemy does not go on vacation. We pray that the Lord will release his glory upon us. Lord, release your glory upon us. Release the glory upon my life, oh God. Every day, I need your glory. I walk under the cloud. Lord, and Father, I ask, oh God, that Lord will cover me. Cover me. Cover me. Cover me. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. We're gonna stay right under the blood. We're gonna stay right under the blood. We're gonna stay right under the blood. Where the devil can't do me no harm. We're gonna stay right under the blood. We're gonna stay right under the blood. We're gonna stay right under the blood. Where the devil can't do me no harm. No harm, 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 no harm. Where the devil can do me no harm. We're gonna stay right under the blood. We're gonna stay right under the blood. We're gonna stay right under the blood. And the last prayer point that we pray that the Lord will deliver us, we will not die before our time. We shall not die before our time. We shall live and testify of the goodness of the Lord, even in the land of the living. No stray bullets, whether physical or spiritual, we are untouchable. Pray, pray then that you will be untouchable. You will not be a victim. You will not be a victim of circumstance, of any sort. Because the Lord's banner is over you. The Lord's banner is over us. The Lord's banner is over me. Blessed be your name, O God, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we give you all the praise and glory this morning. For your faithfulness, Lord, for your power, and for your willingness to renew our prayer life. Renew us, O God, our Lord, that we will spend quality time in your presence. And having done so, Lord, we shall enjoy the benefits. We'll remain untouchable. We'll remain indestructible. Lord, will it become firebrands for you to the praise and glory of our God. Thank you, our God. We exalt you. We magnify your holy name. We celebrate you again and again because you are Lord forever. In Jesus' name we pray.